Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
We must learn to wait for God to work. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him. We must learn to wait for God to work. Now, if you really want to apply this for the new year, one of your prayers must be, Lord, teach me to wait. Everything about us is in a hurry. I confess to you, if I have one major battle, more than most, it is impatience. I am your basic American. I'd like it now. I'd like the service at the restaurant now. I'd like my red lights to be green now. You know how impatient I am? I've timed red lights. Most of them are 42 seconds. Some are 37. Some are 3 hours and 26 minutes. So I run them. Just kidding. We got the cops here. They are going to get my license number right now. Maybe you heard about Chico Rodriguez. He was reared in Costa Rica when he went back down there to visit with his family. He got in a taxi and he's driving along, and his taxi's zooming along, and there's a red light here, and the taxi goes, whoa, right through the red light. Chico goes, hey, man, that light is red. You're supposed to stop a red light. Taxi driver says, not me. My brother does not stop. So another red light, whoa, right through. Chico about loses his cool. He says to the driver, hey, man, it's red. You're supposed to stop. My brother does not stop. So they turn toward the city. There's a green light. He stops. But Chico goes, hey, the two red lights, you don't stop. The green light. He said, what is this? He said, my brother may be coming. I think that is a great story. Watch out, I may be coming. I don't want to wait for red lights. I don't want to wait for answers. I want it now. So as a result, guess what? I missed the loving kindnesses, compassions, and faithfulness that could change my whole perspective. Because I'm geared high. I want to wait. We must learn to wait for God to work. He doesn't care what time it is on our clock. Our deadlines are not His. He isn't all that concerned over our agenda. He doesn't bother to ask permission if He has to have us wait a little longer. But His plan is unfolding. And if you and I will learn to wait in this new year, we will become aware more than ever of His loving kindnesses, womb-like compassions, and great, great faithfulness.
Waiting for God isn't easy. That's because His timing is different from yours. God is not a slave to the human clock, and your deadlines are not His. But you can be sure of this. God's plan is unfolding exactly as it should. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says that God has made everything beautiful in its time. That means you have to wait for God to work. You may not live to see God's time completely fulfilled, but His promise stands. He will make everything beautiful in its time. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Focusing on God's Faithfulness, was copyrighted in 2005, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.